Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United Nations Security Council expecting to vote today on whether to send monitors to the war-ravaged Syrian city of Aleppo to oversee evacuations and to help provide protection for civilians who are remaining. Monitors say as many as 40,000 civilians and the last remaining rebel fighters waited in vain for evacuation operations to resume Saturday after the exodus was suspended on Friday. Thousands of protesters have gathered in downtown London in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. Abdelaziz Al-Mashi, the co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign, said the protest was to show their support for the people in the besieged city.
To the people in Syria and in Aleppo, we said to them, we are in solidarity with you. We hear your voices, we feel your pain, and we will never hesitate to support you in any way that we can.
A rally was held outside the Prime Minister's office in London, where those gathered heard speeches and prayers from a civilian Assyrian imam. Meanwhile, hundreds of people, many of them Turkish immigrants, protested the ongoing war in Syria at two locations in Berlin, Germany. At least 13 Turkish soldiers killed Saturday, dozens more wounded when a suicide car bomb exploded next to a bus. It was carrying off-duty military personnel near the entrance of a university in central Turkey. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attributed the attack to Kurdish militants, though there was no immediate claim of responsibility. Multiple attacks in Turkey this year have been attributed to the PKK, including twin bombings last week that targeted police in Istanbul, leaving 44 dead. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has ended his thank you tour in Mobile, Alabama, with many of the same promises that led to his election. He told thousands gathered at a football stadium that he would build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico, rebuild American infrastructure, increase the size of the U.S. military, and care for veterans. Trump also told the crowd that his administration's policies would be to put America first.
My administration will follow two very simple rules: buy American and hire American. And we're going to go back to the old days. We're going back to the old days. Remember? Made in the USA, you remember?
Earlier, Trump announced that he had chosen Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney to be his White House budget director. Mulvaney is a fiscal conservative who has even pushed his own Republican Party colleagues to more aggressively reduce federal spending. China says it will hand over an underwater U.S. drone it seized in international waters of the South China Sea, but maintained it was blameless and accused Washington of dramatizing the seizure in what they referred to as an inappropriate and unhelpful manner. The Pentagon said the unmanned submersible, which measures salt content in water and temperature changes, was grabbed Thursday, 90 kilometers northwest of the Philippines. U.S. authorities protested the seizure was unlawful and demanded the drone's immediate return. For its part, Chinese Defense Ministry said a Chinese naval vessel sighted a piece of what they called unidentified equipment in the water, retrieved it for the sake of navigational safety. Mourners braved ice and cold weather to line the streets as a procession of U.S. Marines led the hearse carrying the casket of former U.S. Senator and space pioneer John Glenn through the streets of Columbus, Ohio on Saturday. Vice President Joe Biden was among the dignitaries attending a memorial service for Glenn. Biden said Glenn defined what it meant to be an American.
The thing that I liked most about John was he knew from his upbringing that ordinary Americans could do extraordinary things. Ordinary Americans do extraordinary things.
John Glenn, the first American to orbit the Earth, died in Columbus, Ohio, December 8th at the age of 95. He will be buried in Arlington National Cemetery outside of Washington in April. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.